Ever feel like you don't have what it takes to make it? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Brad Dacus, who was on our previous show, and he successfully recovered against all odds from brain damage that nearly killed him.
This is going to be a great show where we're going to hear about how not only did he recover, but he made it to the top in his industry as a lawyer. So, you know, a lot of people, when they go through things, they have two choices to make. They can either just lay down and die, or they can realize that they're still here for a reason and God has a bigger plan for them.
Well, you know, he must have felt that through his recovery. But I think all of us can really relate to that. It's so easy to feel like we don't have enough to make it. Mm-hmm. I think that's a constant thought in the minds of all of us at some time in our life. We're going to feel like, man, I just don't feel like I have enough. Can I make it? Mm-hmm. And what do you do at times like that? You know, mm-hmm. How are you going to overcome? Are you just going to pump yourself up?
Yeah.
Self-help, that kind of thing. You know, that never really worked for me.
Yeah.
For me, I really had to rely on a strength that was beyond myself.
Mm-hmm.
It was a supernatural strength. It was the strength of Christ Jesus when I found out that he was real.
You know, when we go through trials and tests, it can honestly cause us to just crawl into a hole and not want to do anything. But I think about Paul in the Bible, who went through so many hardships, so many beatings and sufferings. And there's a part in the Bible that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He was able to accomplish so much in reaching people because he put his strength and hope into Jesus instead of himself. Because if we put everything into us, we're going to fail. We're not going to make it. But when we put our eyes on him, then he can see us through it.
What I really like about that verse also, it means that, but it also means that he can endure all types of suffering mm-hmm. or persecution through Christ, that he can make it, though whatever comes against him, he will be able to overcome it. And mm-hmm. I think that's the type of understanding. When we have that revelation of Jesus Christ, we need to understand, no matter what the devil throws at us, we can overcome it.
Yeah, so that's my hope for you if you're listening, that through Christ, you will be an overcomer. Let's hear right now from Brad after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Elite Nails and Spa Towers and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Dreaming of a relaxing manicure, pedicure, and to die for nails? Make your dream a reality at Elite Nails and Spa, where they always take the time to leave you feeling sensational. Come see them at the corner of East Hamden and South Tower Road in Aurora, or call them at 303-955-7112. You'll get a 10% discount if you mention this radio ad. That's 303-955-7112.
Hi, everyone. This is Kathleen Lay, host of the Real Life Radio Show.
This is Evangelist Ann Lay, and we wanted to thank you for being a faithful listener to Real Life.
Yeah, and did you know that we have a prayer line just for you? If you need prayer, please feel free to give us a call at 877-480-4477. Also, we have monthly partners who receive a CD set of 6 of our shows every month. If you'd like to help us to reach more people through your generous donation, please feel free to give us a call, 877-480-4477. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And joining us is Brad Dacus. He was with us on our previous show, and he is sharing with us how he was hospitalized after a motorcycle flew through his windshield, smashing the left side of his head. And the doctor said that he would be brain damaged and or vegetable if he lived.
Yeah, if he lived.
If he lived. But he's obviously with us, and he's going to share with us a little bit more. So let's welcome to the show, Brad. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's great to be on the program. Thank you.
Now, I know on our previous show, you were sharing with us that your mom came into your room probably about a day or two, maybe even 3. It's kind of blurry for you at the time. And you saw her, and you looked at her with your one eye that you could see through. And you said, Mom, I'm not going to make it. But you weren't afraid. It wasn't a fearful thing. You had felt the presence of the Lord. So you were okay whether you lived or died. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it was peace that passed understanding. That's a phrase we hear, but that's the best expression. And it was the presence of Jesus with me, not an angel. It was him with me, closer than if he was holding my hand. I can't fully explain it, but he was with me and I wasn't afraid of anything. I thought this was just a sign that he was going to take me home and, okay, this is it. And I told my mom, I'm going to die. She starts crying. I said, Mom, don't cry. I'm going to be the kingdom. Don't cry.
Wow.
She runs out the room. And God obviously had different plans. We often second guess God. But anyway, as it turns out, after 10 days, I was out of the hospital. And part of the reason was because my damage and injury was basically the brain. And that's why they cut a large hole out of the skull, brain to swell. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing they can really do except to let the hemorrhaging go down. My doctor told me before I left, he says, no, Brad, he says, your brain is like a muscle. You know, you stretch your muscle, you use your muscles. He says, as that swelling's going down, you want to stretch your brain. You want to use it and push it as much as you can to stimulate those thinking and neurons. I did take it very seriously because when I was on homebound education, I'd lost the hearing in my left ear. It came back after 2 months.
Wow.
And I was ecstatic. I was jumping up and down. My parents said, don't jump up and down. Your brain's still swollen out.
Oh.
But I was very grateful. My vision in my left eye, it was 2015 vision after the accident. It was actually, I think, better vision than it was before.
Wow. That's miraculous.
Yeah. And everything was just moving right along. I was on Dilantin, you know, anti-seizure medication, you know, the seizures initially. In college, I got off of the seizure medicine. I told the doctor, either you can take me off, or I'm just going to stop taking the drug. I'm tired of it. I've not had seizures. But I experienced a tremendous amount of healing. But back in high school, instead of making this easy A's and a few B's, I was working really hard just to make C's and a few B's.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really tough for me because I was used to excelling academically.
Right.
When I first went back to high school the first day, I want to share what happened because I think it's one of the lessons God taught me is how he's intimately involved in my life, even if I don't acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the wrong lunch hour. There were two lunch hours. I went to the first one instead of the second one. And I remember when I first realized, it was the first day back, I was just so embarrassed to go back to class because I was very, very sensitive to the fact that everyone knew I'd had major brain damage and I didn't want to give them any evidence that I had any more damage than I really did.
Right.
So,
man, yeah, gosh.
So I realized that. I thought, oh no, I'm in the wrong lunch period. And I thought, okay, I know what I'll do. I'll go to the nurse's office and say I'm not feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I take a few steps and I have this conviction, Brad, that's a lie. And I said, well, Lord, I'm not going back to class like this. So then I had another idea, which I believe was the Lord's idea. And that was go to the counselor to explain to her what happened. So I'm walking up the stairs to the counselor's office and I was laughing saying, Lord, I know you work all things for good, but I don't see anything good coming out of this. So I walk up to the counselor. I said, yeah, I went to the wrong lunch hour. I'm sort of embarrassed. Could you write a note to my teacher that I did that? And I think she may have thought I just needed someone to talk to, and that's why I came up there. It wasn't the case. But she said, Brad, I heard you had an auto accident, didn't you? And I said, well, yes, I did. And I started sharing her what the Lord had done.
Mm.
And then I got to the part about possibly being a vegetable and possibly having to pull the cord. And up at that point, I hadn't shared that with anyone because my brother told me with the other confidence, Brad, don't tell this to anyone, but this is what happened, and this is what the doctors had said.
Wow.
And I felt led to share that with her. And then I told her, you know, if I had been a vegetable, I would have wanted my parents to have pulled the cord because the peace that I experienced was just a taste of what was to come. And I would not have wanted to have been bound to this earth when I could be released to be with the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And when I said that, she started crying. Her eyes started watering and she was trying to hold back the tears, but you know, it was very, very evident. And I thought maybe she was touched or something, but she says, you know, I can really relate to that because my mom and dad were in an accident 2 months ago and I had to make a similar decision.
Mm.
Wow.
And once she said that, it's like the Lord gave me a replay of me walking up those steps, laughing, saying, Lord, I don't see anything good coming out of this. And God wanted me directly to minister. And what I discovered is when our hearts are centered on Christ, I think we're more open to being used by him than if we just totally have God on a shelf.
Yeah, it's true.
Now, mind you, I was a sinner. I'm still a sinner. Okay. So one big myth people have is they say, oh, well, he must be just a super holy person. No, I had all the struggles in life everyone else has. But the good news is that in Christ, we are justified just as if we never sinned.
Yeah.
And through the blood of Christ and our faith in Jesus Christ, each of us can have a perfectly holy, restored relationship with the Lord without the qualifiers, you know, and, well, he's sort of farther away from me. No, no. And I think we need to realize that.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that tremendously in my life since my accident. By the way, I ended up going on to getting my undergraduate degree in finance of all majors.
Wow.
Mind you, logic, reasoning, analytical thinking, that was what was impacted by the left brain being smashed in.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep.
I graduated with honors with a 3.85 in my major.
Wow, what a healing.
One of the top in my class. I put myself through undergrad partly as a part-time real estate agent. My parents weren't able to support me at all through college. And I worked for Ross Perot's company, EDS, in Europe part of the time for 1 year. And
wow.
Then I spent a year working as a legislative assistant to U.S. Senator Phil Graham in Washington, D.C., and then went to law school, one of the top 20 law schools in the country, the University of Texas, where I put myself through there and graduated the top half of my class. The neurologist, the neurospecialist who examined and talked to me after this, they saw my success. And I had to work hard, you know, it didn't come easy. But the doctor said, in view of your comeback, the only explanation I have is that you must have been a genius prior to your auto accident. That's the only explanation I have as to how you could have come back like this.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is, when I was in California in elementary school, I never made the Mentally Gifted Minds program, the GATE program, because you have to get a 140 or above on the IQ test that they give you. I never scored that. So I knew I wasn't a genius, but God had a sense of humor because 3.5 years after my accident, I did take an IQ test. And that score on that IQ test was exactly 140.
Wow.
And so God is a powerful God. Did he heal everything? Is everything totally back to normal? No. I think I'm not as good with names as I would be otherwise.
Right.
But don't worry, Shelley. I have yours down totally. Don't count
down. Okay, Frank. No problem.
There's things that I have to work harder on. But it's okay because it reminds me how much I need to lean on the Lord. Also, about once every other month, these endorphins build up on the scar tissue of the brain, then they're suddenly released, and it's like a nice euphoria.
Wow.
But I have 45 seconds to get my head down to the floor, or I'll pass out.
Oh.
And every time that happens, I thought, Lord, why didn't you take this away? But every time that happens, this feeling of humility just floods me. And I have this flashback of what I went through and the Lord's deliverance. And it's sort of like my Passover, if you will.
Right.
To keep my head on straight and to remember what I've been through and that it's not about me, it's all about him, and not to take myself too seriously or too proudly.
Wow.
And so it's a hidden blessing.
Yeah.
And it's a very, very rare condition that God has allowed to be in my life to help me keep my eyes on him.
That's awesome, Brad.
Myself too seriously.
Well,
amen.
You know what? I was going to call you Frank, but I wasn't going to joke around. But Brad, you are you're awesome. We just appreciate you because you're encouraging people right now who feel like they can't overcome or maybe they're sick and they need prayer that God can heal them. The same God who healed you can heal them. We thank you so much for being with us, Brad. Again, this is Brad Dacus sharing his testimony with us. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.
Father God, what I hear in the spirit is this. With God, all things are possible.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have this God with you?
Yes.
The Bible says that we can come into a right standing relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus, we just come to you. There's somebody out there listening right now saying, I'm facing impossible circumstances. Jesus, we come to you and we receive you now.
Mm-hmm.
Help us to overcome as Brad Dacus overcame.
Yes.
Give us that power. Give us that might in Jesus' name.
Amen. God loves you so much and he's there for you. You're listening to Real Life.